Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And in college football, it's become harder to fire a head coach. Well, today, Mike Gundy, the second longest tenured FBS head coach fired by Oklahoma State, effective immediately. This really is on the heels of what happened this weekend. And for those of you who don't pay attention or watch Oklahoma State,
why would you?
They lost to Tulsa on Friday. They hadn't lost to Tulsa since 1951.
Wow.
And for a guy that's been there for 21 years, Mike, you go back now and you say, well, what has he done the last 3 years? Pretty much nothing. This has been a losing program. And so then you go up to Oregon. Remember, earlier this season, they get run off the field by Oregon. And this has become an embarrassment. So Mike Gundy couldn't hold on any longer. The reason why I bring this up, Mike said this before we went to the break, is our offensive coordinator played quarterback at Oklahoma State. Now, obviously when these things come about, you automatically start trying to connect the dots and go, well, he played there and he might want the job and he might want the job. I don't want to jump the gun and tell you that Zach Robinson is even interested, that he's been contacted. We do not know that. But it is out there because people like, you know, who love Oklahoma State are already saying, here's a guy that would be perfect. Mike, don't know where that goes, but those are rumors that we'll be talking about over the next few weeks.
Yeah, and like, I'm not trying to be glib about it. I mean, I'm not seeing it. You know, I mean, I don't know how you change horses midstream and who you'd bring in unless would T.J. Yates take over the offensive coordinator role? I don't know about that. I don't know what the timeline is for both Falcons, Zach Robinson, or Oklahoma State, but I mean, I'm just not seeing the results. It speaks for itself, and we need a guy that can develop Michael Penix Jr. Look, every young quarterback is going to have a clunker, but that was, I mean, that's about as bad as it gets. And I do think there's things that could have helped him avoid some of those things. Look, he made some just bad rookie mistakes, flat-footed, thrown in, you know, and again, late with some of his throws. His checkdowns are getting guys creamed. Luckily, you know, Bijan and Drake made it through that game. But is Zach the right guy for this job? Don't know, you know. But it's if he's out there, fine. Right now, we got to find a way to get the ball in the end zone. And I hope that Zach's – I hope this isn't like Jim Moore. That's his dream job. Because I don't need him distracted.
That's right. That's right. You're right. I mean, look, all the attention and focus needs to be on how to get this offense right. And what Mike is saying is, as these things start to float around and people are calling him and his friends, right, are calling him, and they're like, yo, what's going on? And look, you may not think of that as a big job. Oklahoma State is a great job. You can go there and win. Gundy didn't win big as he should have there. But it's still a good job, and somebody's going to get that job. And look, right. The rumors will be out there. But Mike's right. I need complete focus right now. Again, don't want to jump the gun. We don't know if that's going to happen. I think he's here, and I think he wants to be in the NFL, but we will see. Want to remind you, Thursday, guys, we have a special broadcast. We will be out at Loyal Tavern in Roswell, and we'll be setting the stage, guys, for a big Thursday night football game, obviously getting you ready for the weekend with college and professional, and we'll be out there 2-6. Again, in Roswell, Loyal Tavern in Roswell. We'll be out there.
So our loyal listeners come out to Loyal Tavern?
It's going to be a good time. The only thing I will tell you is, and it's funny, we were talking about this today. My wife was like, it's no traffic. Yeah, because it's fall break. So Cobb County literally goes, see ya. And everybody is out. So there is like nothing on the roads. If you're rolling on Johnson's Ferry right now, you're like, what is going on? So we were kind of like taken back, but we kind of forgot because our daughter's in college now. We're not dealing with fall break.
Right.
But everybody takes their kids somewhere usually during fall break. So that may be the only thing. But either way, for those folks out there in Roswell or up there in Roswell, come on out. It'll be a lot of fun. Hey, man, coming up, as we mentioned, Cynthia Freeland is going to join us from NFL Network. We will talk to her about all things NFL. Packers lost to the Browns. The craziness with block kicks this last weekend. It was unbelievable, guys. The end of games and how these games ended.
That Eagles-Rams was just bananas.
It was. And the fact that it was a Georgia boy, man. I mean, both Georgia boys blocked two field goals in that right. game. And then to end the game on a touchdown. And if you had money on that game, terrible beat. Rams kicked the field goal, right?
Uh-huh.
Not only do you cover, but even if they missed the field goal, you were going to cover. It didn't matter. The only thing that you couldn't allow to happen was a blocked field goal for return, and that's exactly what happened in that game.
And it was funny, you and I talked about how great Keith Jackson was. It came up in conversation last week. That was the ultimate rumbling, bumbling, stumbling.
Stumbling, yes.
Watching a big fella motor down the field. You sound just like my neighbor, Dennis the Downer. Dennis with the Black Lab, we walk dogs. He apparently had a vested interest in that game. Ugh. He said that was his worst bad beat so far this season.
It was awful. The only thing that and how often does this happen? And on top of that, a 370-pound dude running down the field and nobody's catching him.
Well, I mean, two things. We'll get into this at 4th and 1 at the top of the hour, but all of a sudden, Derrick Henry's a damn fumble machine.
Yeah, he is.
And cost me another week of fantasy football.
Because you want to get rid of him?
No, I'm not going to get rid of him. But you saw him wing the helmet, and he's all upset, and he's like, I can't. He's literally looked like he's like in shock of what happened as the ball gets punched out.
He's got a fumbling problem. All right, man. Big O's behind the glass. Our engineer, Day-Day, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
First things first, changes with the Falcons. Zach Robinson, the other big change outside of Ike Hilliard being let go, the passing game coordinator. Robinson is coming down to the field. And Ross spoke to the media yesterday. Here's a couple of things that he said. First of all, on the move itself.
We'll move Zach down to the field. To be able to get that little cleaner communication for him, to be able to get it to him if something does happen along those lines, to be able to be more visual and see the quarterback and be able to do some of those different things, to have him have a clear line of communication with Mike to be able to help him out a little bit more. And we definitely hold some responsibility in those things, and we'll go out and do those things. Then. So we'll correct those things this week. We'll correct them throughout the process. It's how we practice. It's how we do walkthroughs. It's how we do everything else. So we'll get Zach closer.
If our quarterback had been in the league 10 years and nobody was over there talking with him, going through stuff with him, might be understandable. This is a 6th game. And to not see any interaction, now that we know how this offense is ineffective, Mike, that's not right. The route you want to go.
You could be on the phone, like you see the quarterbacks on the headset. You want some. Hey, man, eye to eye, here's what's going on, here's what you're not seeing. Look, as we said, can you turn this thing around, guys? You start 1-3, bye week, then it's Buffalo? I mean, you're staring 1-4, you know, and then Arthur Blank's going to have to make a decision. So this is a critical game to get things rolling. I mean, I don't wish injuries, but Jaden Daniels being banged up is a huge boom for the Falcons.
Should be.
You better take care of this one. So it just seems, as we said, the perception is there's a panic. There's some dysfunction with the stuff that Florio talked about. We played that audio to start the show for Pro Football Talk. Better get it right. I mean, I've felt that there's some things that Zach could be doing, like the play action, you know, some shorter routes, getting the ball out quick, slants. I think the underutilization of Kyle Pitts is another problem. Hell, your quarterback said they're getting KP involved to start the preseason. I mean, there's some things that can, I think, Carl, mitigate some of the things defenses are doing that we're not.
I totally agree. While we're talking about this, Rod also talked about his reasoning, the benefits in his mind of getting Zach on the field.
I think it's just communication that Zach can, you know, kind of get across down on the field. You know, that's how we practice. That's how we do our walkthroughs. That's how we do every single thing on the field. Those two got a great relationship, you know, out in the practice field, out in the game day, out on everything. So, like getting them closer to the action, getting them closer to the environment, getting them closer to the play caller, getting them closer to all those guys, being able to get the reactions and get a feel for what the temperament is on the grass as well. I think all would be helpful, and that will happen. That happened today throughout our process.
I don't disagree with him. I mean, look, the problem again is recognizing why this wasn't happening already. Correct. Did you feel like he didn't need this? When I hear Ross say, this is what we do, this is how we operate at practice, well, operate that way in the game.
Right.
Well, what made we
have him on the sideline?
Yeah, what made us think that this is not the way we should be operating? So, again, this to me is a small adjustment. It's not the major one that we're talking about with this offense. The major adjustment has to be in execution and play calling. This is a small one. I still feel like Michael Penix has unbelievable potential, Mike, and for him to live up to that or eventually get to where he needs to be, some of this stuff has got it. You got to fill the gaps, and I don't think that's happened.
I was discussing what's going on. Guy says, "Look, Penix is the problem." No, Penix had a bad game. To Carl's point, Penix had a really bad. Look, everybody's had one. Did you see Peyton Manning's rookie year?
Yep.
In 1998, I mean, it was insane the amount of interceptions and bad decisions. This is the first time where Michael Penix Jr. has, to my mind, looked like a rookie. I thought the offense was very vanilla in that Giants game. Remember back last season? He looked like a guy that could sling it all over the place against the Commanders, and he did enough to win his third game against Carolina. Now, we talk about the injuries. I don't know what the receiver core is. I don't think they're 100% or not even close, but there are other weapons you can use, like Bijan, like Pitts. But he just can never do those things again, Carl. Those flat-footed throws.
Ugly.
And just, you know, basic quarterback 101 stuff, you just know you can't do.
All right, guys. By the way, Daily Downloads brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. Last night, great Monday Night Football game. The most frustrating thing, I think, for Mike and I and the rest of this show is we were talking today on our pre-show, and thank you guys for joining us, whether it was on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, however you join us. You watch those running backs with the Lions, and you go, why can't we do that? Why can't we use Tyler Algier and Bijan Robinson in a similar fashion? They ran it down the Ravens' throat last night. And it was just impressive to see. Not only that, 38-30 was the final score with the Ravens. And, you know, Aiden Hutchinson, man, he's a dog. Mike, you talked about Derrick Henry and those forced fumbles, the ball right. being punched out. This was one of those moments.
Jackson hands it to Henry.
Ball, ball, balls out. Picked up by the Lions. They've got it inside the 20-yard line. DJ Reed with the football in his hands. The Lions stripped it away from Derrick Henry. What a big turn of events, and the Lions have got it now.
Huge.
Big win for the Lions, man. See that option on the running back where the running back tosses to another back? They got Montgomery involved. I mean, look, they got two great backs, and it seemed like that was the night for a little more four-wheel drive. So they got the ball in Montgomery's hands a little bit more than Gibbs. Same thing I thought, you know, that's why Tyler Algier. Why do we get more Tyler Algier? You know, that's...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Goes back. I'm arguing with a listener right now on Twitter saying that, you know, Penix missed a lot of open throws. Yes, I agree. I mean, it's not all on Zach Robinson. Penix has to make better decisions. Carl, you like to say it. Pull.
Let it go.
There were plays. I don't know how many times it's painful to have to go back and watch that game from Sunday, but there were times specifically in the first quarter and in the first half where Penix has got to let that ball rip.
We'll see if the usage goes up with Tyler Algier.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.